Time to meet the men from the ministry. We present Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of our government service. Those men who are sometimes compared to tea bags. They always stick together when they get into hot water. This week we find the General Assistance Department dealing with the problem of London's traffic. Naturally, they're giving it cool, careful thought.
I've got it, one. Let's arm the traffic wardens. Then they can shoot the motorist on the spot instead of messing about with fines.
Yes, and what if they only want to give a warning? A flesh wound in the leg, I suppose.
That's it. Issue them all with snub-nosed automatics, and we'll soon have...
No, too. You've been seeing too many gangster films.
Oh, there is my other scheme.
Oh, not the one where they're tarred and feathered for parking on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah. The one I worked out for Earl's Court High Street.
Oh.
We put no U-turn and no right turn signs at the end of it, you see?
Yes, yeah, so drivers have to turn left into Oxford Avenue.
We make that a one-way street, then we slap double yellow lines all along so that they'll have to keep going.
Yes, yeah, straight into the Earl's Court police car pound.
Exactly. Then they'll have to pay £2 to get out again, and that'll cover the cost of the scheme.
Yes. You're not a motorist yourself, are you two?
No. How did you know?
Oh, just a guess.
Excuse me, Mr. Lennox Brown. I've just finished typing up that list of new traffic signs you worked out.
Ah, yes. Thank you, Mildred. Yes, let me see now. Oh, my word. That's very neat, isn't it? Yes. Your typing's improving.
Oh, dear. I think it's since I changed me nail polish. You know, it's funny, really. The carbon copy hasn't got any mistakes either.
Oh, well done, Mildred.
Yeah, and I'm learning that new fast writing, too, where they shorten all the words. Mm-hmm. I'll soon be able to get a good jib and foop.
Good. There you go. Did she say you worked out some new traffic signs, Ron?
Oh, yes. Well, it's just a little idea of mine, you know. Look, I'll show you one.
Oh, good.
Now, here. You see, now, look. That's to cover an occasion when a road is up outside a school near a level crossing.
A silhouette of a workman driving a train with two children on his shovel. Very good.
Clever, eh?
Oh, I should say so, Ron. Yeah. You know, you've every right to look pleased with yourself.
Hello, Lennox Brown smirking. Speaking.
Pitkin here.
Oh, it's the permanent undersecretary. Fasten your shoelacing. Hello, Sir Gregory. How very nice.
I've just been looking through your department's expenses for the last quarter. You're spending far too much. Now, there's one item here. £33 for red tape.
Ah, yes, we use a lot of it, Sir Gregory. I don't know, it seems to get knotted so easily.
It seems to what?
Get knotted, Sir Gregory.
The tape. Now, look here. In future, I want all your expenditures sent to me for clearance. All bills, invoices, etc. I want to see them first. Tell you start.
Yes, just as you say, Gregory.
For the next week, send them to my home address, my new home. I'll be spending most of my time at home getting the place straight, you know.
Ah, yes, of course. Your new house, Sir Gregory. Oh, my word, yes. I hope you're fine.
And while I'm on to you, there's another thing. Now, you're working for the Ministry of Transport, aren't you? Do you know Potter's Green?
Is he really, Sir Gregory?
Potter's Green. It's a suburb of London, man.
Oh, a suburb of London.
There's a road widening scheme scheduled to go through, and there's been a hold-up on it.
A hold-up?
Yes. It seems the local preservation society are fighting the scheme. They say it threatens an historic old building. So get down there and sort it out.
Yes, certainly, Sir Gregory, yes.
And let's have none of your half-baked, stupid bungling this time. Don't muck it up like you usually do.
Seemed a bit more pleasant than usual.
It's probably that house he bought last month. He's still very thrilled with it, I believe. Pitkin Towers, he calls it.
Yes, I know. It's a big old place. According to rumour, it even has a ghost.
A ghost? Isn't he frightened?
I expect he is. Sir Gregory can be quite fierce. Anyway, to order a minister car, will you? We've got to go out straight away.
Yes.
Potter's Green, you know.
Is he really a poor old...
Don't make stupid remarks to me. Silly, that. Now, come along. Now, yes. Look, you can see the council architect, and I'll go along to the preservation people. find out what it's all about.
How do you do, Mr. Lamb? I'm Crabshaw, council architect, and this is Mayor Trimble.
How do you do?
Oh, how do you do?
That's enough, Trimble. Don't overwhelm him with your idle chatter. Now then, Mr. Lamb, there's something in my office that will interest you. I've got a model laid out on the table.
Oh, by Jove, I say.
So if you'll just come on through, I'll show you.
I can't wait.
Now, this is a model of the High Street.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And that's the building I want to knock down.
Yes, that one there, right in the middle of the road.
All right, I can tell him, your worship. Penny Road, local preservation society have been kicking up a fuss and causing me a great deal of inconvenience.
I see. Now, what exactly is that building in the middle of the road?
Well, it's a convenience.
I thought you said it was an inconvenience.
No. It's an inconvenient convenience. Public convenience, is like.
Yes, I see what you mean, yes.
Yeah. And they're holding up my road widening plan by calling the thing an historic monument. They want to include it in their guided tours of the borough.
Yes. That's right. At 2 and 6 a time. Or 2 and 7 if they want to see all of it.
Well, it seems to me they're holding up progress. I'm all for modernization, you know. I was one of the first to change to a ballpoint quill.
Well, I can say we've got a lot in common. You must stay for lunch in the council canteen.
It's roast beef today, Mr. Lim.
No, it's lamb, actually.
Oh, but the menu clearly says...
Aye. All right, Trimble, go and polish your cockade or something. You will stay then, Mr. Lamb.
Very kind of
what, you'll not get better lunch and meat fritters at the Ritz, I'm telling you.
Oh, how exciting. Thank you very much. Then I must hurry back and report to my number one. He's seeing your opponent, Mrs. Livingston, the woman from the Preservation Society.
I'm not an unreasonable woman, Mr. Lennox Brown, but as president of the Potter's Green Preservation Society, I feel it is my duty to make a gesture. We must fight those councillors who want to pull down our old buildings.
Yeah. Mind you, some of them are crumbling and rather dirty.
Then they shouldn't be on the council. We've had many successful campaigns in the past, Mr. Lennox Brown. There was the time they were going to tear down the slipper baths. We all marched in and had a sit-down demonstration. It caused quite a splash, I can tell you.
Well, what exactly are you objecting to at the moment, Mrs. Livingston?
The council want to demolish a historic little boys' room in the High Street.
A little boys' room?
Yes, or a penny house, if you like. We consider it of great architectural and historic interest. Now, here, I have a picture postcard of it.
Oh, a picture postcard. Thank you.
It's part of our tourist attraction campaign.
Yes. Well, looking at this picture postcard, it certainly seems a very unusual little boy's penny, isn't it?
Indeed it is.
Yes. I like the gargoyles and the stained glass window.
It was built under Queen Victoria, you know.
Remarkable.
John Betjeman got quite caught up in it.
I dare say the turnstiles have rusted a bit, yeah.
It would be a crime to pull down a place like this. It's full of historical associations. Mm. Gladstone, Disraeli, Kilroy.
He was there, was he?
Oh, yes. We have written proof. You know, our Mrs. Pilkington was going to protest by chaining herself to the railings outside.
Oh, was?
Yes. We haven't been able to free her from the railings outside the slipper baths yet. She makes such a thorough job of it, poor dear.
Yes. She obviously gets attached to these old buildings, doesn't she?
As I said, Mr. Lennox Brown, it's our duty to preserve this fine old building. so that men may stand with their heads held high.
Yes, it's a very noble thought. Yes, well, Mrs. Livingston, we shall certainly take note of your objection before we make a final decision on the matter.
Thank you.
Yes, rest assured. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must get back to the penny house, to the office.
Ah, Mildred, Mr. Lennox Brown back yet?
No, Mr. Lamb. Here, by the way, I've got a message for you. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that Wiggly Main Road you found going right through London?
Oh, yes, the wide one. Did they convert it into three lanes, as I told them?
Well, they did try, but they say it's difficult painting white lines down the middle of the Thames.
I wondered why it was shaded blue on the map.
Oh, and the Ministry of Transport sent back that plan of yours for a Finchley flyover. They say they want an underpass instead.
Turn the plan upside down and send it back.
Howdy-ho. Yes.
Ah, too. Well, you've raced me back from Potter's Green. Yes, I've been chatting with that preservation woman.
Oh, yes. Mrs. Livingston, I presume.
Any post, Mildred?
Yes, sir. There's one here marked OHMS.
OHMS? Ah, yes. Well, it's just as I thought. It's the seed catalogue from the Orpington Hybrid Marigold Society.
And there's a picture postcard from Sir Gregory.
A picture postcard from Sir Gregory? But he's not on holiday.
No, it's a photograph of that new house of his. Oh, he's a proper swank.
Oh, yes, he's sending those picture postcards to everybody, you know. Mm. Notifying his change of address. Well, two, come on, come through to my office.
All right. Now, let's have a look at that postcard, Bun. Oh, I say, rather an impressive building. Oh, and there's Lady Pitkin standing in the drive with her bulldog.
It's Tudor, you know.
Has it? It does look rather fierce.
It's a building,
yes,
too.
Yes.
Yes. Well, here you are. You'd better keep that for your postcard collection.
Oh, thank you very much, Mum.
Yeah, come to think of it, I've got another postcard for you here.
Goody.
Mrs. Livingston insisted I have it. Hang on a minute. There we are.
Oh, I say, this is my lucky day, isn't it? What's this?
Well, it's a picture of that convenience. There's all the argument about.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Well, what do you think ought to be done with it?
I'll take it home and stick it in my album.
The convenience, too. The convenience.
Oh, no, that would...
Yes, well, are we going to have it demolished or aren't we? By the way, how did you get on with the council architect?
Oh, he's very go-ahead. Mm. Showed me the new sodium street lamps they've just installed in Potter's Green. I can tell you he made me see things in a different light.
Purple faces and green hands.
Then he showed me plans of the road widening. I think they'll have to demolish that... it's standing in the way of progress.
Yeah. Well, from what Mr. Livingston said, it would cause a bit of an uproar to destroy it.
We've got to make a bold decision, draw up a plan of action, and stamp it top priority.
Yes, if you can find the stamp. Well, we haven't used that since we ordered the tulip bulbs for the window box. Ah, well, thank heavens it's Friday afternoon.
But surely we ought to take urgent steps.
Absolutely. Don't want to get caught in the rush hour.
It's only 2:30. You're not leaving.
Certainly am, too. Got an important engagement tonight. The vicar's organizing a committee to improve the church roof. And I've agreed to sit on it.
But what about this thing in Potter's Green High Street? I promised we'd do something.
Yes, we said. Well, we're not to worry about it.
Yes, but
do worry. No, don't. No, no. You carry on. No doubt I'll think of something. Have a nice weekend.
Oh, yes, but... oh, dear, he's gone. Really, he doesn't seem to care. He's not going to do anything about this problem.
Yes, I was on my way to the station, Mr. Schultz, when I passed your firm. I remembered hearing about you and thought you could settle a little problem for us.
Ah, well, you've come to the right place. We at Shiftit Incorporated offer a service that's second to none.
Splendid, yes. I understand you specialize in removing buildings from one spot to another.
That's right. You know Dagenham Castle?
Oh, is there a castle at Dagenham?
Not now, no. We removed it stone by stone and set it up in Texas. 115 rooms.
My What? Good great. Some Texas millionaire bought it, I suppose.
Correct. He wanted a tool shed for his back garden. Then there was Lord Dogsmuir's mansion. We were the firm who moved that.
Ah, to America, I suppose.
No. Just a couple of yards to the left. He wasn't getting proper reception on BBC Two.
See, yes. Well, this job that I have is on a rather smaller scale. Than
yes?
That. Yeah. Yes, it's a public convenience in Potter's Green High Street.
And you want it moved?
Yes, yes, it's in the way of a development scheme, you know. But if we destroyed it, you see, there might be repercussions.
Sort of chain reaction, huh?
Yes, quite. But, you see, if the whole edifice could be moved to some other spot, well, everybody'd be satisfied. Yes, I heard about your firm from old Bonzo Blessum at the club. You moved his country seat.
Blessum Hall. we shifted to California in giant crates. A real fast job, that one.
Yes, quite. A bit too fast, yes. If you find Lady Blessum, he'd like to have her back. But to return to this building, I want moved. The sooner it's done, you see, the better.
Oh, sure. We could do it over the weekend. With a small removal like this, we'll be finished by Monday.
Oh, splendid. Well, you know how to find it, don't you? You just drive down the middle of the high street and you can't miss it. Yes. Well, now I must rush. I have a train to catch.
Well, I shall need a few more details.
Well, it's the 4:30 from Victoria, a diesel locomotive, restaurant car.
No. I mean about the job. The
guard's got a thing right. Oh, I see. The job, yes. Ah, well, I tell you what. Now, if you want any more facts, give my office a ring. There's their number.
Thank you.
There'll be someone there for an hour or so.
Something worrying you, Mr. Lamb? You don't seem to have your mind on what you're doing.
Hey, what makes you say that?
Well, you've just signed 5 sheets of blotting paper and doodled all over them letters I typed.
Oh, dear. Yes, I am worried, Mildred. This Potter's Green business, it's an urgent problem, and Mr. Lennox Brown doesn't seem to care about it. He just went off and told me to carry on.
Oh, you mean he's giving you a free hand? Sort of carte blanche?
Sort of, yes.
Then it's up to you to do something.
By Jove, you're right. It's time for me to tear aside the veil of false modesty and show what I'm made of. I must make a decision, that's what I must do. After all, it won't be the first time. I made one last year.
I remember.
Maybe it was the wrong decision, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway, it didn't take them long to scrape all that plum jam off Nelson's column.
No, Mr. Lamb, and they soon got the underground running again.
And it's up to me to sort out this problem. I'll go along to a demolition contractors and get them to knock this down, this obstruction. I think that's the only answer.
Oh, you come over all masterful, Mr. Lamb.
Oh, have I? Yes, well, one never loses the habit of command, you know. I was once a house leader at Snuffles Holiday Camp. Yes, I'll do it immediately. Have the job done over the weekend and then LB will just have to accept it. Fait accompli.
Yeah, and it'll be done and finished.
I know just the firm, the O'Haggerty Demolition Company. It was their chaps who tore down our local pub.
Fancy.
The landlord was pretty upset, mind you, but of course it was St. Patrick's night. Right, you look after the office, Mildred. I'll just have time to catch them before they close. See you on Monday. Bye-bye.
Ta-ra. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. I really must do a bit of typing. Hey, that's enough work for this afternoon. Now, where's my nail varnish? General Assistance Department, this is Mildred Murfin, to whom you are speaking.
This is Schultz of Shifted, Inc.
Do what?
Your Mr. Lennox Brown has just been gave us a little job to do for your department.
Oh, that's nice.
You know all the facts, do you?
Me? Oh, yeah, I've known him for years. You can say what you like.
Great. Well, he was in a hurry, so I'd better check the details with you. Who's paying for this job?
Yeah, you're an American, aren't you? Yeah, I used to know an American. Yank, his name was. Do you know him?
I'm afraid not. But about this job, who's paying for it?
Well, if it's for us, you better make the bill out to the General Assistance Department.
Fine, just fine. Now, where do you want us to send the thing?
Oh, yes. Now, Sir Gregory wants all these things sent to him at his home address. would you send it to Pitkin Towers, Little Grippington, Hertz, please?
Pitkin Towers. Right. Well, so long, and don't forget, Shift It, Inc., the firm with Go, Go, Go.
Go, go, go. Oh, he's gone. What a funny man. I wonder what he's all about. It's a pity Mr. Lamb wasn't here.
So you see, Mr.
O'Haggerty, sir.
Yes.
Of O'Haggerty's Demolition Company.
Quite, yes. So you see.
Limousines.
Of course. So you see...
Branches everywhere.
Yes, I'm sure they do. Now, about this this building, I want it demolished rather quickly, if possible, over the weekend.
Oh, it'll be a divil of a job to get the lads out over the weekend, Mr. Lamb. Oh, they like to go to church, you see, and then on to the pub.
Ah, they thirst after righteousness.
You might put it that way, yes.
Yes.
But there's nothing will get them to work over the weekend. Nothing.
We'll pay double time.
Except double time. Ah, it's the glib tongue you have, Mr. Lamb.
Then you'll do it.
That we will. I'll drink to it. Will you have a drop of the hard stuff with me?
No, thank you, no. Unless you have a little rhubarb wine or some...
No, I'm afraid not. No. You don't mind if I...
No.
Purely medicinal, you understand?
Oh, of course, yes.
I drink it to cure me hangovers.
Yes.
good stuff. Death to the cowardly English. Bless him.
Cheers.
Now then, what's this building you want knocking down?
Well, it's a... Oh, how can I describe it? It's a building, you see, and it's in the way of a scheme of ours.
Where and what is it?
Now you're asking me. This is embarrassing. I've got a picture postcard of it somewhere in my pocket. There you are.
Ah, let's see. Ah, yes, here's the address underneath here. Yeah, I shouldn't have any trouble once we get Sean on the bulldozer.
Okay.
I'll drink to that.
Well, I am pleased you can do this job over the weekend.
You leave it to us, Mr. Lapp. Yes. I've got all the details on this postcard. I'll drink to that.
Splendid. My word, I can hardly wait to see LB's face when I tell him on Monday. Morning, Mildred.
Morning, Mr. Lamb. Did you have a nice weekend?
Yes, thank you. I took the local scout troop to teach them map reading.
Oh, that's lovely. Where did you go?
I don't actually know. We got lost. Wandered around for hours. Eventually, we had to send up smoke signals for help.
See, what happened?
The policeman came and told us off for lighting a fire in Battersea Park.
Shame.
Morning, Tour.
Morning, ma'am. Did you have a pleasant weekend?
Oh, yes, thank you. A bit of excitement. The golf club on Saturday.
Oh, did you try out those new socks?
Yes, very comfortable. But listen, I got a hole in one.
Oh, dear, never any good buying cheap socks. how about the vicar and the church roof?
Ah, well, not too sure about the vicar's judgment, you see. He's proposing a new plan for raising money, the modern way, as he calls it.
And what's that?
Well, he wants to appeal to the gamblers, you know, the bingo people.
Yeah.
Now, his idea is that everyone buys a ticket as they go into church, and whoever's holding the bag when the organ stops keeps the collection.
I'll bring in the tea, sir. Oh, by the way, Mr. Lamb, some Irishman phoned.
Oh, really?
No, O'Haggerty. he said they'd finish that job you wanted doing in a hurry.
Job? Or what job do?
Let me put it this way, one. The Potter's Green matter has been cleared up.
Oh, my word, you've heard. Have you? Yes, I arranged for the public convenience to be moved over the weekend.
I thought I... moved? I arranged for it to be knocked down over the weekend.
Well, don't talk nonsense, too. I mean, how could it be knocked down when it wasn't there?
Yes,
well, I checked with this American firm on the way in this morning. There was a message that they completed the required move.
But that's impossible. I gave O'Haggerty clear instructions. I left him that postcard Mrs. Livingston gave you. So they'd know the address, you see. Look, it's here in my pocket.
If it's there in your pocket, how could you have given it to him?
What? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I gave them a postcard to show them the place I wanted knocked down. After all, the only other postcard I had was... Oh, dear. I don't feel very well.
Yes, well, I'm not surprised, too.
Here we are, lovely cuppa.
Yes, well, you'd better make it strong, Mildred. Mr. Lamb has had a demolition gang knock down Sir Gregory's new house.
Oh, he'll never forgive me. I'm finished. Wait till he finds out who did it. I'm doomed.
Yeah, well, steady, too, steady. You can always plead temporary insanity. Oh. Even permanent insanity, come to think of it.
You know what he's like.
Yes, well, if you'd left this to me, it wouldn't have happened, would it? No, I had the convenience carefully moved to... Wait a minute, that's a point. I didn't actually tell them where to put it.
Put what?
Oh, the Potter's Green Toilets, Mildred. Ah, wait a minute, I remember now. I told this American chap you'd supply any details I might have forgotten.
He'll murder me.
Oh, that American. Huh? Well, I didn't tell him where to put any toilets. I only told him where to send the bill.
He was asking about the bill.
Well, that's what I thought. But I told him to send it to Sir Gregory's home address.
Get the right hand in from the first aid cupboard, will you? We've not only knocked down Sir Gregory's new house, we've had a Victorian public loo put in its place.
He'll go mad. He'll. He might even. The mind boggles.
It's all your fault.
It isn't. No, but it's your mind.
What's this? Can't you keep order in your own office, Linux Brown?
Oh, Sir Gregory. Yes, Sir Gregory. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sir Gregory.
I'll go and make some tea again.
Dave, what's the matter with Lamb? Why is he trying to get under the carpet?
He's checking for dust.
For dust?
Yes. Very conscientious.
Really?
Very conscientious. Mind you. He often makes mistakes when I'm not here, you know. Oh, yes. We'll make decisions on his own, you know. I imagine you had quite a hectic weekend, Sir Gregory, did you?
No. Very peaceful.
The house all right, was it?
Hmm? Yes. Magnificent. Yes, last time I saw it, the sun was shining through the gable windows, making the fine oak paneling glow with an inner life, as it were. Really superb.
Thank heavens for that.
That was last Friday morning, of course. Yes, we've been away for the weekend. Shooting, you know. Yes, I like to shoot, and I'm getting quite accurate.
So, just a moment, Sir Greg. You haven't been home, then, since... the weekend.
No. I thought I'd pop in here as I came through town and get my gun license renewed. Yeah. And then I'm off home.
Oh, dear. Yes. Are you very attached to your new house, Sir Gregory?
Yes. So close to town, you see. Yes, I expect to find it a great convenience.
Quite so.
Yeah, very spacious, too, you know. Lots of handy little places to put the rolls. Property values going up all the time, you know. Yes, we shall soon see the writing on the wall.
You have to tell him one. I can't stand it with him.
Excuse me, Sir Gregory. Lady Picking's on the phone. Huh? She wants to speak to you urgently.
Probably ringing from the new home.
Probably ringing.
She went on ahead, you know. I'll take it in the outer office. Do excuse me.
What are we going to do, one?
That's a good question, too.
What? They've gone what?
I think our luck's run out.
Yes. Perhaps we should do the same.
Yes.
Pass me a Manhattan coat, will you?
There you are. Oh, thank heavens there's a fire escape. After you, one.
Yes. I know a little tea shop where we can lie low while we think out who to blame for it. Come on.
Yes, I... feel like a buttered muffin.
Yes.
Muddling through as the men from the ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, and John Graham. The program was written by Johnny Mortimer, Brian Cook, and Edward Taylor, and produced by Edward Taylor.